A listener has just texted me to say, Sam Dastyari gives new meaning to the term foreign investment. It seems we have the best politicians money can buy. Well, this might be a bit of a clue as to what this Chinese money is about. I touched on this last Friday after the Chinese ambassador to Australia, Chung Jing Yi, had something to say about two Chinese companies being blocked from buying Ausgrid. Just to remind you, the ambassador said, quote, "It is our hope that both sides would work together to stand for trade and investment facilitation and liberalisation against protectionism of all manifestations," unquote. You wonder whether China thinks Australians are just bone stupid. Orwellian doublespeak propaganda might work on their own supine masses, constrained under the yoke of communist totalitarianism, but did they really believe an Australian audience would swallow a lecture on protectionism from China? Perhaps the ambassador didn't quite understand what he was saying. China working against protectionism. In Australia, maybe. In China? The ambassador's comments followed hard on the heels of the Treasurer's decision to block the sale, at long last, of Ausgrid to two Chinese bidders. Was that the so-called protectionism the ambassador was referring to? If so, the hypocrisy of the comment is breathtaking. Basically, protectionism means we thought we were going to get what we wanted and you've stopped it. We'll call it protectionism. What Chinese assets aren't protected? Could an Australian or any foreign investor buy into China State Grid, China's electricity distributor, and one of the bidders for Ausgrid? Could an Australian or any foreign investor buy virtually any Chinese asset for that matter? A dairy farm, a beef farm, a wind farm, a mining licence? Can a foreigner purchase residential property on rural land in China? We all know the answer to these questions is no. China's playing us for mugs. And judging from the tone of the Chinese ambassador, pretty flagrantly so.